This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill, and I've been a meditation teacher for just over 5 years. This podcast was a result of my live broadcasted streams of my meditations that are rooted in shamanic practice. Each meditation is unique and different and brings healing through awareness. So first we become aware of what may be going on and the root of that problem, and then we shifted to a perspective of gratitude and release. So I hope you enjoy today's meditation. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Your spine nice and straight. Go ahead and relax the shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. The breath should flow through your body very gently, following the rhythm of an ocean wave. That breath comes in. Tide comes in, the breath goes out, the tide goes out. Your breath is the anchor in meditation. Brings you to that space where you can connect, release, bring in those things that you need to. So really take your time with it. Feeling that breath flow through the body. Putting your focus on feeling that inhale and exhale. And letting those other thoughts sort of move to the side. Feel your body relax. We're going to begin our meditation today, nuzzled in the crook of a tree, surrounded by the large roots that are back up against this tree trunk. It's a warm day. You can feel the earth under you. The support of this large tree around you. The smell of the earth in your nose. We're just going to take a moment here allow the clarity of this place to come into our full awareness. The soft dirt and grass under you, the rough edges of the tree, the sound of the wind blowing through its leaves, the birds chirping overhead, and the smell of the earth. In moments where we can't be outside, or we can't connect to the earth, this is a good way to start. Bringing us balance within our bodies, calming us, regulating our breath. Feeling yourself very present here. We're going to go somewhere very special today. We're going to take a journey to visit someone that we love, that we've lost. It's important when we take this journey that we are very grounded and very present within our bodies. We feel that breath flowing and are relaxed. Now I want you to stand up from the crook of this tree, and I want you to look around the space that you're standing in. You'll see an opening or a cave. May even be an opening in the tree, like a door you have to pass through. When you see it, I want you to walk towards it and enter through that opening. As you step inside, you'll notice that the area around you opens up like a large room, the walls filled with crystal, and the ground beneath you like stone. In front of you is a path that descends down into this cave. I want you to begin walking and descending downward. As you get to the bottom of the cave, you'll notice in front of you is a great river. It's not actually a river, but it certainly looks like one. It's a river of ether or light. I want you to look around and find a means of crossing. You can also wade into the ether and swim across to the other side. As you reach the other side, You might notice the landscape around you is quite different. Tall trees, like a forest. And to the left or the right, appearing that it goes on forever. In front of you is a small path, carved out through this forest. I want you to begin to follow it, feeling your feet rise and fall as you walk across the earth. Until you come to a small gate. Standing next to the gate is a gatekeeper, a very special being who helps you with discernment. I want you to ask this person, this being, this friend, this gatekeeper, if you can enter this space and ask for permission for anyone else that may be with you. When the gate opens, I want you to step inside. In the center of your space is a large rock or stone, large enough for you to lie on. The rest of the space is as unique as you are, tailored to you because it is your space. This is your sacred space for learning and growing, connecting with your loved ones that have crossed, with your spirit messengers. I want you to go and sit on the rock. And if you feel so compelled, feel your whole body lying down. This rock is for healing, a place for us to grieve, to release, to re-energize, to feel loved. Today we're meeting someone very special. So today the rock is a meeting place. As you're sitting here, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. I want you to see the figure approaching you, sitting down next to you, taking your hand in theirs, looking into your eyes. Your guest is here. This is where I'll leave you for a while. I'll call you back when it's time. before we leave this space. Your guest has something to give to you. Something to take back with you. To help with your grief. A reminder of the bond between the two of you. And say your goodbyes and walk back towards the gate. Passing through, acknowledge your gatekeeper and walk down the path back to the river. Making your crossing and climbing up that cave, that stone path under your feet. Exiting the cave. Back into the warmth of the sun. Feeling the earth under your feet. Going back to that place you began, in the nook of that tree. In the safety of those roots. The comfort of that trunk. Smelling the earth in your nose. Hearing the wind through the leaves. And the bird song overhead. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection, maybe an affirmation, maybe a prayer, and take a nice deep breath in, and slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Come back to me.